And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Feast of the Korean Martyrs. Christianity came to Korea in secret in the 17th century. People who travelled to foreign lands learned about Jesus and were baptised. When they returned home, they shared their faith with others. The Korean government did not allow Christians to practice their faith. The church in Korea was led quietly by lay people for many years until priests and a bishop were brought into the country and hidden from the government. When these church leaders were discovered, they were martyred. In 1839, the government began terrible persecutions of all Catholics, but nothing could stop people from sharing their belief in Jesus. Andrew Kim Tae-gon was the son of Korean parents who became Christians after hearing the word of God. When Andrew was 15, his father was executed for being a follower of Jesus. The faith of his father and other brave Catholics inspired Andrew to become a priest. He travelled 1,300 miles to the nearest seminary in Macau in China. After 6 years of training, Andrew was ordained and returned to his country. Members of the Christian community helped him get past the border patrol. The Korean Catholics were overjoyed to finally have a priest who could celebrate the sacraments with them. But within a year, Father Andrew was arrested and put to death for his faith. Pope John Paul II travelled to Korea in 1984 and canonised the martyrs of Korea. We honour their sacrifice. They help us to remember that faith is a virtue that makes it possible to know and believe in God. Their sacrifice also reminds us that we are blessed to live in a country where we are free to live our faith. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.